Andre Rieu's own composition there, his Bella Tarantella, and with his Johann Strauss Orchestra, of course. And the famous Dutch violinist has canceled his summer concert run in his hometown of Maastricht in the Netherlands, but already working on next year's two-week affair. You're with the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore. Let's get to our daily look at arts and culture. Canadian stage is rising to the occasion and calling artists back to the virtual classroom this weekend. From May 24th through June 25th, class is back in session with an invitation to a live interactive five-week online series of free masterclasses, seminars, and discussions as well. They will be led by 20 exceptional Canadian artists from the worlds of theater, dance, and live performance. These talents will directly address the artistic needs of theater creators today in a post-pandemic world. Much needed. Those names include playwright and filmmaker Daniel McIver, Governor General's award-winning playwright and director Jordan Tannehill, dance legend Peggy Baker, celebrated playwrights Hannah Moscovich and Peter Hinton, and the Banff Center's Director of Indigenous Arts, Renelta Arluck. These experts will inspire with practical tips about today's shifting approaches and opportunities. It is titled CS Classroom and is a direct response to the current pandemic and its impact on the performing arts sector. Joining me by phone is Mel Haig, Associate Artistic Director. She's the driving force behind this project and an artist in her own right. Mel, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Great to be with you. Canadian stage has certainly been on my mind. Your team works with all these tremendous and talented people, and I think it says a lot about Canadian stage that it's actually giving back at this moment. So congratulations on that big decision.
Yes, I mean, it's definitely been a work in progress over many weeks, and I'm very excited about this as a culmination to a lot of thought about how live performance organizations can contribute.
Is there a headline that's coming clear in this moment for live performance artists post-pandemic? What's the buzz you're hearing from artists looking to continue their work right now?
I think something I've been thinking about a lot is the concept of gathering. And as a live performance artist, a lot of the gathering is focused on a physical space, bringing people together in a physical space. And so when we cannot do that, when it is not responsible to do that, how do we continue as artists gathering people? What are the spaces? What are the zeitgeist? What are the tools that are available to us to continue gathering?
Now, you were talking about how this has been weeks in the making, but obviously there must have been a decision where you thought, okay, could we get all these names? What kind of forum we could create? Could we create here? Should we make it free? How did you come up with the basic idea and the decision to do it?
I think it was actually much easier than you would think to get all of these names together. These artists are incredibly generous people, and when we asked, they came. That was not the complication. I think what the challenge is how we as a physical space pivot into a digital space. What is the need that we are fulfilling? I've been thinking a lot. I am not right now lacking in entertainment,
right. But
what I am lacking is stimulation. And I think it was very important for us to be clear about what we were trying to put out there in a crowded digital space. And what I think we're trying to do with CS Classroom, with these incredible artists, Daniel, Peggy, Hannah Moscovich, Lakaluk Bathory-Williamson, is we're trying to bring stimulation from some of what I consider the greatest minds in live performance in Canada.
Now, I mentioned a little of your cast, your experts, just a really great group. I don't think anybody could argue with that. And I don't think we can underline the depth or the mass amount of arts knowledge that you've put together here. Really, you've covered all the bases.
I mean, it's impossible to cover all the bases, but I think this is a really incredible opportunity these 5 weeks together. You know, the week will start off with an inspiration from a senior artist, an hour-long class with Daniel McIver, with Lakaluk, with Peggy Baker, of just them speaking to what is inspiring them in this moment. It's something I've felt of how do I find inspiration over and over in my living room? And so they'll speak to that, and then we'll move into the middle of the week where there'll be a variety of panel discussions, conversations on specific topics with three to four artists every Wednesday, and culminating in the week will be a Thursday study group, which has filled up incredibly quick. I think as of now, this has been launched for about a week, and we have about 3,700 registrations just over the weekend.
That is incredible. Tell us about accessing the schedule. If we're hearing this now, we hear that list of names, we want to be involved. What should we do with the Canadian Stage website and decide what dates we want to block off and so on?
Yeah, so there's the Canadian Stage website. We've now launched CS Grid, which will be housing all of our online initiatives. And that's accessible through our website. And the registration form is on there. It's very simple. It allows you to pick which classes you'd like to attend. And if you're unable to make any of the dates, but you really want to see that particular course, they'll be online available until June 30th.
And we just mentioned some of these, but some of the classes will cover topics, inspiration, as we said, adapting theatrical work to new media platforms. I think that's really big. Artistic connection and collaboration in the digital space, dance practice in isolation, a lot of different topics. And CS Classroom events will be live streamed, and recordings, as we just heard, being made available on the new digital platform, CS Grid. And really what you do, if you just want to learn more and do a little navigating, figure it out, CanadianStage.com is the place to visit. Mel Haig, our Associate Artistic Director with Canadian Stage, thank you for putting this all together, and thank you for being here this afternoon.
Well, it's a team effort. Thank you to Canadian Stage's staff. And thanks for having me.
Really, really great. And we look forward to these wonderful master classes in the next month. You're listening to the New Classical FM.